Hey, Kate, you know what's back?
What?
Backpacks!
Love a good backpack.
Seriously, and this summer we are teaming up with Gaston Lucia to give our listeners a great discount on their super stylish backpacks and accessories. I hope I said that right, Gaston Lucia.
Gaston Luga is proud of its Swedish design, vegan products, free delivery, and returns worldwide.
And right now, Evening Booze Hour listeners can get 15% off their purchase when you go to gastonluga.com. That's GastonLuga.com and use our promo code BOOZE15. BOOZE 15. You know it. You love it.
And right now, they are also giving a free passport holder with every single purchase,
It's
which
so
is super cute.
cute. So cute. Use it for your summer travels. Head to gastonluga.com. Use our code BOOZE15 to get 15% off their beautiful backpacks. We'll tell you more about them, but they're super cute and I think you'd love them.
On with the show.
Bye. Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 93. Welcome to the
Yeah.
shit show. Welcome
Seriously.
to
We have
the shit
finally gotten around to pressing the record button tonight after gabbing for like 5 hours
show.
beforehand.
I know. It's like we should just record our pre-record
I know.
call. It's crazy. It's crazy. By the way, I'm Kate,
I'm
holding down the
Liz.
East Coast.
Holding down the West Coast. Yeah, Evening Booze Hour. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. We bring you your weird news. We get you up to speed on like the stuff that you've missed beyond the top headlines. So, yeah, thanks for
That's
listening.
right. And as I said in my Instagram story, this is my therapy,
That's
people.
right. That's right. You know, if you need a distraction from your kids, from your work, from your relationship, from your non-relationship, from
And plethora
whatever,
of things.
like the gym, whatever, from yourself, you can listen to us. And that's what we're here for, just a little fun distraction each week.
Yeah. You could also like go make your own podcast with one of your best friends.
Totally. Exactly. I would encourage that too. Everyone should have a podcast and then we'll never talk to each other
Recommend
again. We'll only talk through podcasting and
Yes.
like podcast reviews.
Yes.
That'd be the
I
new form of
strive to live in a world
communication.
like that.
Yes. And
So
like
good.
married couples would have a podcast and like families would have a podcast, you know, so they could all,
Right.
and then we would all interact
Yeah.
with them that way. We're all guests on each other's show in life anyways, right?
We're back on the phone with each other. Listen, if we didn't do this podcast, there's no way we'd talk this much on the phone.
Oh
We never
no.
talked on the phone.
We never had like an
No.
agenda to follow to organize our discussions. No, we barely have that, but
I know, I'm like, is this organized? And oh, okay.
some
Like
sort
I
of
said, it's a
semblance
shit
of a
show.
format.
Yeah, no, it's great. Anyway, so we highly recommend making a podcast with one of your best friends. It's
Definitely.
fun. And we've been doing it for 93 weeks
That's
in a row.
right. We've never missed one week. Were the
Yeah.
shit.
Bow down. Bow to us. Thank you. Oh my
If
God.
you want to tell us, like, if we're the shit or if we're shitty, you can leave us a review on iTunes. We'd really appreciate that. You can also send us stories and drink suggestions and questions, comments, concerns to eveningboozehour@gmail.com. And we're on Instagram at eveningboozehour and Twitter at eveningbooze. And you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/eveningboozehour. Become a Patreon saint for as little as $1 a month, and then you also get access to our confidential confessions episodes that come out on Fridays.
So
And our Threadless, which is our merch site, you can buy merch with some of our famous sayings that we definitely need to update. So we would also love some suggestions on like What are some of our sayings that we've said recently that you would like on merch? What would you wear? What would you like on a shower curtain? What do you want on a
I feel like I
towel?
have a proposal. I have a
Okay.
proposal. Okay. Shannon, I know you're listening. You're probably running. Would you like a shirt that says, like, run, Shannon? Or something? Let us
Run
know.
like
We
Shannon.
will make a shirt. Yes! Run like Shannon.
It can be a picture of Shannon's thighs and then be like, damn,
My
look
God.
at these thighs. They're incredible.
She's so legit. We love Shannon. She actually gave us our BuzzFeed quiz at the end
That's
of the
right.
episode. So stay tuned for that.
So, like, be a VIP, go on Patreon like Shannon and support us, and then you can come on and do a story with us. You can have a drink with us too. Kate, what are you drinking this week?
Oh, it's so sad. I swear to God, I'm gonna switch it up next week. I'm back to my white wine
That's
ways.
okay. I mean,
My
it's
white
okay.
wine
Don't
ways.
ever apologize for white wine. It's delicious, it's refreshing.
I know. I just need to branch out. I
It's a
honestly
good
completely
deal.
forgot to get something different. Yeah, it is. It's a good deal. That's my life right now.
All of the above.
One good deal to the next. One good deal to the next.
Oh,
My
that's
God.
awesome.
What are you drinking?
Well, I'm drinking. Okay, so I've had this, before, I'm pretty sure, or like, one of these. It's the Cutwater Spirits. It's vodka soda, but this time it has lime in it, which I haven't had the lime version before. So it's quite
Is that good?
yummy. Yes, it is. I like the lime a lot, really appreciate it. And like this was left in my fridge over this weekend by I'm not sure who. We have like some random semblance of alcohol in our fridge left over from San Diego Pride weekend and people being in and out. So
That's the
I
best part of having a party.
so
You get the residual
hashtag, yep,
booze.
hashtag fridge finds. I put that on my Instagram story. So I want to know, what are your fridge finds? What is the weirdest thing someone has left in your house after a party? Or what was like the best thing? Did someone leave you like a ton of booze or something really delicious to eat? Hashtag fridge
That is
finds.
so, yeah, I love that so much. Hashtag fridge finds. I would say like pickle juice.
Oh, that was not there before, and someone brought it and like
Yeah.
left it.
Yeah. People like drink pickle
That's
juice.
so weird.
Should I go on
That
a pickle juice diet? I don't know. What's happening?
Oh my God. Well, yeah. So I think Athena actually left this in our fridge. If she's listening, Athena, thank you. It's good. You can have the rest of the stuff back because really, we don't want it.
We don't allow
But yeah, so
that.
hashtag fridge finds, let us know. And of course, if you want to play along on our drinking game, drink no driving. Or if you're not drinking, but you're drinking your coffee or water, you can play too. It's just a sipping game, really. That's all it
Pretty rudimentary. Word.
Yep. So take a sip anytime we have a distraction because we record at home. Anytime we have a story out of Texas, Arizona, or Florida, or hangs out China. Anytime we say the word literally. Anytime we talk about misogyny. Anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo, please send us your summer sightings if you've seen it. We need to know.
Us.
Has it grown? Has it spread?
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Anytime we get the Nick Cage rage or love, anytime we talk about Canada, and I don't think we have a celebrity currently. Like, send us your celebrity suggestions.
I keep like thinking of people and then I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, they
I
gotta
gotta
be
really
really
nail that
worthy.
down.
They gotta be worthy.
Yeah.
So,
All right,
yeah.
I'll think about it. Think about it.
But yeah.
Great job once again.
Oh, thank
Killing
you.
it.
Thank you. I
Killing
think we
it.
should just go into headlines unless did you want to shout anybody out?
No, I don't think so. I mean, everybody's awesome. I'm gonna shout out everybody.
Shout out
Shout out to you,
everyone.
everybody.
Shout out
You
everyone.
just all our millions of listeners. Okay, I actually am not going to start with a story, but I have a question of the day.
Ooh,
My new
okay.
segment. Okay, why are people signing that thing to raid Area 51? Why?
I
Why?
haven't seen anything about this. All I've seen
What?
is memes with like the guy from the
Firefest.
Firefest documentary talking like but putting like the dick the guy who was gonna suck the dicks or whatever his name is, Andy, whatever.
Yeah.
like yeah, and talking about this Area 51 thing, but I don't know what's going on. Like I don't know.
Okay,
Get me up
this
to
has been
speed.
all over. This has been all over my news feed. Okay. About people have been like signing this petition to raid Area 51 to get like gain access to like alien information.
Like the public wants that.
Yeah, I guess like there's been up to like 1 million people, but it's like, hello, Area 51 is like so highly patrolled. You think like a bunch of dorks who are signing an
Yeah.
alien petition are going to outrun like the Air Force?
Nerds.
I don't, and plus like, okay, everybody knows about Area 51. You think they're really keeping like secrets at the actual Area 51? No, I'm smarter than you, nerds. So there.
I mean,
Like,
I
what?
could see like maybe they might have some like archived information there from like back in the day. I don't know.
Dude, no fucking way. No
I mean, any
way.
top
Fort
secrets
Knox
are
is
like
invisible. There's no gold
in
in
the
Fort
cloud.
Knox. There's no alien shit at Area 51. It's just a simple fact.
No, I think there is.
No, I refuse to believe. Like, Area
Wait.
51 is so known. They're on to the next thing that we don't know about yet.
Okay, maybe
Area
not.
51
I could
is a
see.
ruse. It's a
Yeah.
ruse.
No, but I think maybe in the past, not currently. I think in the past there was alien activity there.
Oh, yeah. They were doing some weird shit with aliens.
Yeah, not now.
I would say like prior 1990,
Oh, yeah, probably.
right?
Yeah,
Once the
pre
Nazis came
X-Files.
out. Yes, exactly. It totally correlates with the
X-Files
X-Files.
put the heat on Area 51. They had to get
That
out.
should be my next show. I've never watched
I haven't
X-Files.
either. Let's
Should
do it. I've been wanting to get
I?
into it.
We should make a new podcast about X-Files.
Oh, first reactions. Oh my God, we
Yes,
should.
watching X-Files for the first
First
time.
time. Eyes wide open. Wait, isn't that already something? Eyes wide shut.
Wide Shut. With, isn't that with Angelina Jolie?
Nicole Kidman.
Oh, God damn it. I knew it was one of the two women I hate the most. No, I'm just
God.
kidding. I don't hate Nicole Kidman
No, you
anymore.
hate Anne Hathaway, remember?
You're like telling me who I hate.
How could you
No,
forget?
number one, you hate Angelina Jolie. Then it's Anne Hathaway. Then it's, no, wait, Tom Cruise is top of the list. Matt Lauer is right below Anne
Oh.
Hathaway.
It's a good list.
Anyway, good list. Oh my God. Okay, so that's my question of the day. I don't know. You've seen it in the
I
news. Is this gonna
wow, I
happen?
gotta look into this. So like we wanna like open up the trade secrets, you know, and like I mean I am all for transparency in government, but some stuff like I know they're holding it back for our protection and people are crazy. And if people got one, you know, that would make some people lose their minds, you know.
Okay,
Some people
first
can't
of all,
handle it.
you think all these people signing this petition are actually going to show up at Area 51 and then you're telling them in advance that you're coming to raid them? That is not fucking smart,
Yeah,
right?
no. I mean, it's never
It's
gonna
like,
happen.
it's not going to happen. It's all these dorky guys behind their keyboard. I'm going to raid Area 51. No, you're not.
Raid Area 51. What the
Oh,
fuck?
I
They're like, we're gonna go
can't.
raid Fort Knox. I'm like, okay. Have fun with that.
Look, there's fucking no gold there.
We're taking on the
Cool.
Pentagon. Okay.
Yeah. Why don't you fucking make a Facebook page about
Yeah, why don't you let everyone know?
It's so stupid. I'm so, it's like the bottle cap challenge. I'm over it. This is my new segment, over it.
Over it, yes. I mean, Kendall Jenner already won, so like I feel like we could put it to rest now,
Dude,
right?
on a jet ski? Are
Dude.
you kidding me?
Finesse. Finesse.
I can't. She's a gazelle. She's a human
Totally.
gazelle, and I'll never get over it. I'll
Totally.
never get over it. Okay, so here's my first story.
Okay.
Speaking about bottle cap challenge, which was on Instagram, this story is all about doing it for the gram. Do you do it for the gram, Liz? Do you
Sometimes
do
I
it for
do
the
it for the
gram?
gram. I do. Sometimes I definitely do it
You
for
have
the gram. My husband will testify. I make him take like four takes of me usually.
He's a good Instagram husband
Yeah.
then.
He does it for the gram harder than me though, so.
Oh, he's so into the gram now. I love it
The
so
gram
much.
cracker, as he calls it.
Gram cracker. I love it. Okay, so everybody's done it for the gram. You can't deny it. At least once you do it for the gram. Okay. So this is like a story about people who are actually, okay, I want to rewind. Re in recent history, there's been like tons of news stories about people doing it for the gram, literally killing themselves.
Yeah,
Right?
right, yep.
It's like
People being
pretty common.
too much daredevils, or like, yeah, just taking on dangerous feats just to get like an awesome photo and likes.
Literally dying. Literally dying for likes. Yeah, it is. It's true. Okay, so these people are possibly putting their life at jeopardy by visiting this Instagram chemical wasteland lake. So the lake looks like it's somewhere tropical. I'll post it on our Instagram account. But it's like turquoise waters. It's honestly it looks like so tropical and like a place you as a pe mere peasant would never be able to travel to.
It looks like the water
So
I was in like Hawaii, and that's why I'm like, ew, hopefully that like wasn't like that there because I read the story.
yeah. So this story is not, however, from a tropical place such as Hawaii. Because we're going to Moscow, Russia, more specifically, Siberia.
Okay.
So when you think of Siberia, you do not think about like a tropical oasis of turquoise waters. No. You think of like polar bears and nuclear fallout or something. I don't know. I
Yeah.
don't know.
No, that's pretty much right at the top of my
Yeah.
mind when I think about that.
Like I just think of like white foxes, like winter foxes
Yeah.
prancing
Yeah.
through the snow.
They're just starting their
That's
journey from Russia off to Canada, like we learned last week, was it? You know, that's where they all come from.
I think I need to like further investigate and research Siberia.
Well, and I think like the foxes can withstand the cold temperatures because they're originating from like nuclear waste in Russia. That's what I think of, you know. So they've got like this
They're just so much worse.
nuclear
They're like
coat on them.
nothing. Yes, nothing. Literally nothing bothers me right now. Oh, fucking negative 80 degrees. I'm
Yep.
down.
Right? Remember, I
No
said they only lived
problem.
like a few years. It must be that. Conspiracy theory.
These animals
X-Files.
have zero chill. Zero chill. Okay. So back to Siberia. There's this man-made waste site, basically, from a power plant. Okay. Nothing good happens to power at power plants,
No.
okay?
Nothing good for the environment.
There's like nuclear meltdowns and shit. No. Like, I don't want to be anywhere near a fucking power plant, okay? And It's made from like all the waste from this power plant. It's made this like irresistible blue hue of a color. And people are literally flocking there. It's made out of calcium salts and metal oxides, among like who the hell knows what else, according to this electrical company that runs the plant. So it's just like basically the waste of the plant goes into this lake.
And that's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, and it looks pretty though.
Yeah.
It looks
It does look
pretty.
pretty, but like you're saying, like people are coming from like around the world, right? Like then
Yeah.
just go to fucking like Hawaii or someplace where it's not polluted and get like something just as beautiful. I don't get it.
Is it like super cheap to go to Siberia? I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know, but I don't think that there's a millennial alive that wouldn't travel to this dump in Siberia,
Wow.
right?
And so, like, are
It's the new Fun
people getting
West.
inside the water?
Okay, so like most people are not touching the water
Okay,
because
good.
apparently this company came out with like a warning that people shouldn't be like careless around it or whatever because it could be poisonous, but not like, of course, they're saying that it's not poisonous, but you should just be like cautious
Right.
around
Yeah, they're putting like a little
the water.
disclaimer out there.
Yeah. But like eye roll, serious eye roll. It can't be good. So some people are like dipping their toes in and whatever. But there's people out there in on paddle boards and like floats, little floaty things.
Ew, too close.
Yeah.
Too risky.
I feel like the float would like just burn up, you know? Like it just like
Yeah,
disintegrates.
the one time I was on a paddleboard, I like promptly fell off. So, like into the water.
Yeah, seriously, that's so stupid. You're literally risking all that to get an
Oh,
Instagram
that like
picture.
touched your skin. So gross.
Yeah. Just for an Instagram picture.
It's too much, people. It's too much.
There's a point. Like, do it for the gram, that's
To a
fine. Don't
point.
risk your life.
Yeah, seriously. And like,
This is a
don't
war.
spend your money going to Russia. They have like tons of human rights violations. So go someplace else.
We urge you, spend your money elsewhere,
Don't spend it
please.
in Russia.
I mean, seriously. Okay, so that's my first story. Second story made me think of an idea that we should capitalize on.
Okay. Money, money, money.
Wait. Yeah. Please. I think you'll agree. I don't know. Hear me out. Hear me out. I think that rescue Uber should be a thing. Like rescue Uber, right?
What is rescue Uber? Like an ambulance? Doesn't that already exist?
Okay, it's like if you don't want to be so dramatic to like call an ambulance.
Like, can you just take me to urgent care?
Yes, like
Not the
it's
AR, just urgent care.
it's non-life threatening,
Okay.
but like get me to
Yes.
the hospital ASAP,
I think this would be a great
right?
way, unfortunately, for our underpaid nurses to make some extra money. Yes, this is great.
But also, it's like you don't have to do any medical
No,
attention.
but like,
Like, you just pick the person
bonus.
up and take them.
Bonus
Yeah,
if
oh,
you
it's a
do, right? Like
bonus.
maybe like there could be different levels of care, you know? Like,
Yeah.
you don't care, just get me there. I need some
You
help,
can pay
but I just
more
a
to
little
have,
bit.
like,
Yeah.
yeah, you pay more to have, like, Uber 911.
Yeah.
Literally, it's an ambulance driver driving the Uber. But I think
That's
this.
a good idea.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. Out of it all myself.
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, obviously, the story is about Uber. So, there's this woman named Christy Nguyen. And she was just, expecting an ordinary pickup when she got the notification on her Uber app.
She's the
But
driver.
upon, yes.
Okay.
So upon arriving at the location, she soon realized that it was not your average Uber drive of a night, which that should be a podcast. Uber, like
Oh, Uber
an
stories.
Uber driver.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
I mean, God bless all the good-hearted Uber drivers out there, the ones that get the puke in their cars, the ones that are out there
Oh my
downtown
God.
at like 2 o'clock in the morning. God bless you people.
Seriously, and you know what? They
Angels
should
on
have like
earth.
rights. They should have rights. They don't have rights? I don't know. They should be getting paid better, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not so up to speed on that one, but
I
I
feel like
know.
most of them go above and beyond.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Oh, most of the time I have great discussions with them. Like, we use Uber
And then
all the time.
how about the ones
I
that are
mean,
like
Lyft,
young
actually.
women? Oh, yes, Lyft is good. Like, what about these young like women who are out there by themselves? You have to have some
No.
serious balls
They're
as a
supposed to
woman in today's
be.
society.
There's supposed to be an app, like a rideshare app just for women, and it's all women drivers. I don't know if it ever launched, but I read about it like a year ago. Like someone was planning that, and it was like only
Oh
women to
my
women.
God.
Yeah. For
Which
that
I feel
reason.
like I love, but also like that's kind of discriminatory also, but I get it. Like
I mean, you
it's
have the
a
choice.
positive discrimination.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
and you have a choice. You have a choice.
Exactly.
So
It's a
I
fair
like that
market.
though. Yeah. Okay. All female.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. I'll try to look it up and then we can talk about it next time and see like if it ever did end up happening.
Yeah, I would be for that. I mean, because it is could I couldn't imagine. Imagine if that's like that was your job you had. It's like you could work hours when, you know, if you have kids or not or
Oh, yeah,
whatever,
you
you have
set your
another
own
job.
hours.
Yeah, you can make your own hours. So it's like a great job to have.
Yeah,
And
make a
then
little extra
but then you have to
money.
be scared on top of it.
Right,
All the Uber
exactly.
I've had or Lyft drivers, which hasn't been too many because I don't even know if there's Uber in the town I live in. I'm sure there is, but like in Boston, they've been amazing. Literally, oh my God, listen to this story. Oh my God. Sherry, I hope you're listening. Okay. So went out in Boston with a couple of my BFFs from when I lived down in Newton. So two of my friends drove in. They drove back out. My other friend and I were going to take an Uber home, and she had like the Uber app. And I'm like, dude, I don't even like have Uber or Lyft or whatever. So she's like in charge of it. We go to this other bar, so cute, like quaint, whatever. Get a drink. I'm like, oh fuck, I left my credit card at the restaurant we were just at, like completely across
Shit.
the city. And I called them. I'm like, "Do you have this card?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, but we're like closed." And I'm like, "No. Like I'm leaving tomorrow." They're like, "Oh, we're not open tomorrow."
Oh,
Like, but
God.
so I was like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "You have to stay there." Oh my God. So we call this Uber or whatever, or however you do it on the app. And it's like, "Oh, it's going to be here in like 8 minutes." So I call the place back. I'm like, "Listen, I can get over there in like 3 minutes." Of course, I knew it wasn't actually going to be 3 minutes, but don't tell anyone that. And get in the Uber. I was like, step on it. We need to get to like such and such a place
Oh my
ASAP.
God.
I did that to the Uber driver. And I was so embarrassed. Like immediately after I did it, I was like, oh my God, like the Uber driver knows where he's going. Like it's already predetermined destination. Like, calm down. I was like acting like I was on like in a James Bond movie. I
Oh
don't know.
my God. Well, did he get you there?
He freaking got us there.
Amazing.
He was such a gem.
Yep.
I wish I knew his name. I told my friend, I was like, give him 1,000 stars. I don't
Yeah.
know how you rate the people. this dude got us there so fast, like nobody's business, because I was like, step on it. And it was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. Anyway,
Yeah,
okay.
no. I mean, I love Lyft, Uber. I mean, just the convenience, but like,
Yeah,
I feel
I
like I
can't
have
remember.
more women drivers when I get Lyft. That's why that's like the one I do when I'm by myself. I don't know. I just feel like randomly I do.
Yeah. And Lyft is supposed to be like better, right?
They supposedly like treat their female employees better.
Right,
Yeah.
right. Like they just treat humans in general better than
Exactly.
Uber. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Lyft next time. Okay.
Unless Uber wants to
Anywho.
sponsor us, I don't
Yes. Oh my God, are they doing podcast sponsors? They don't
No idea.
know anything. Okay. So anyway, back to my story. So this woman is like, okay, she pulls up on her destination or whatever, arrival place, and she's like, just knows this is not going to be any regular drive. So she gets to the place, and this is her quote. She said, I got there, and there's three or four guys standing out in the yard, and they're holding beers. And I'm like, oh no, these guys are going to get in my car, and I hope they know they can't bring the beer in, because that's a
Right.
whole confrontation you do not want to have.
Yeah. Who does
Like,
that?
ugh. Nobody gets paid enough for that. Sorry.
No.
So, as it turns out, they hadn't called the Uber for themselves, but for an injured baby goldfinch that they found struggling on the ground.
Oh my God, they call the Uber to like get the bird to like help. Like take it to help because they were too drunk to drive.
Yes. So,
Oh
this guy, Tim Crowley, he
Why are they just
ordered the
calling
ride.
it the Humane Society?
Well, they did. Okay. So he ordered the ride and he asked her if she'd be willing to take the little teeny tiny bird, and I'll post pictures of this too, to the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Northern Utah, because they were like drinking, so they knew they couldn't drive, but they
Yeah.
wanted to rescue this
Oh
so
my
bad.
God. I love
So,
that.
the guy. This guy, Tim Crowley, he said, at first it was a joke, like, hey, maybe we should just call it an Uber. And then he said, they were like, no, like, wait, really? We could totally call an Uber for this little baby bird.
The
Oh, and he
Uber
also.
person supposed to be like, take the bird out and be like, here, like these guys like wanted me to drop this off. Like what?
Well, the first Uber guy that they called canceled on them when they learned that the passenger would be a bird. Yes. But this woman said that she would definitely bring the bird if they paid her, you know.
Right.
She's like, yeah, I'd be happy to do it. So this rehabilitation center, Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, went on Facebook to share like that they received the bird,
Oh my God.
and they were like commending this guy. They said, like, on their Facebook page, thank you to the rescuer who helped this little one get the care it needed in a timely manner, and thank you for keeping yourself safe and others on the
Yes, right? What a responsible drunk
road.
person.
I know.
They're like, A, know that the
Seriously.
bird needs help. B, know that they can't like drive.
Yeah.
And then like C, like have the drunken genius to think of calling an Uber.
Yes, they like made it all their life missions. Like, we are gonna save this baby bird if it's the last goddamn thing we do.
I love
This is
it.
what we're doing. Yeah, so I'm here for the rescue Uber. Animals, humans, whatever. You decide. Okay.
Yeah, no, that I mean sounds like a great idea. I will like curse the name of Rescue Uber next time I like twist my ankle or something and be like, I just need to go home.
Rescue Uber, where are
Are you? I
you?
wish you existed.
We're patenting that right now. Okay. Last story is, you may have seen this. It's kind of gone viral, but
I have not seen this, no.
oh, okay, good, good, good. So we're traveling to Colombia.
Okay. Shakira,
Isn't her?
Shakira.
Shakira, exactly. I love her.
Oh,
She's
yeah.
someone I often forget about, and then I remember, and I'm like, oh, dude,
Hips don't lie.
Shakira's the shit. Her hips do. Okay, so apparently, this Catholic bishop wants to do a mass exorcism.
Oh, geez,
Hear
is
me out.
like that bad? Are things that bad in Colombia?
Let me break it down for you. Okay. After the brutal murder of a 10-year-old girl in a port city in Colombia, Monsignor Ruben Dario Jaramillo Montoya, the
Nice.
bishop of Buenaventura, announced he will perform a mass exorcism over the city beset with violence, drug smuggling, and poverty this weekend. So I'm assuming this already happened because the story was kind of from a few days ago. I've looked and looked and looked. I haven't seen any updates on
Oh,
this.
interesting. Okay.
So, but this is what he said at the time. So this was before the weekend happened. So he said, "We have to drive the devil out of Buenaventura to see if we can restore the peace and tranquility that our city has lost due to so many crimes, acts of corruption, and with so much evil and drug trafficking that invades our port." So this is what this Monsignor told the local radio station. He also said, "We want to go around the whole Buenaventura from the air and pour holy water on it to see if we exorcise and get out all the demons that are destroying our port so
This
that
is
God's
like a
blessing
movie,
comes."
right?
Yes, it's a Nicolas Cage movie.
Yes! Perfectly casted.
Yes. So he basically is saying, like, he wants to get rid of all the wickedness that's in the streets. And apparently, Colombia's army reportedly offered the bishop a helicopter for the mass
Okay,
exorcism
so they're on board.
during the feast day. Yeah, during the feast day of Buenaventura's patron saint. So it's gonna be this huge patron saint party, like they do on the North End. It involves
Yeah. Oh my God.
there's all
Raining
those
holy
saints.
water, like.
So yeah. He literally wants to drop holy water from this helicopter. And apparently, South America's largest Pacific seaport was named as the country's most violent place in 2014 by
Wow.
Human Rights Watch, which said it is dominated by powerful criminal groups that commit widespread abuses, including abducting and dismembering people, sometimes while still alive,
Oh my
then dumping
God.
them in the sea. Yeah. So it's like pretty
Oh.
crazy. And the local Catholic Church reported eyewitness accounts containing gruesome details of chop-up houses where they slaughter victims. And while there has been an improvement since the report, homicides are up from last year, prompting
Wow.
a pastoral emergency from the Vatican-backed International Association of Exorcists, which I didn't know existed, but now I do.
I mean, it can't hurt, right? Like, it can only be good.
That's like what I'm saying. When you read the headline, you're like, oh my God, this is so sensational. Like, give me a fucking break.
Right.
But then it's like, why not?
Right.
Literally, why not? If people are being chopped up in chop-up houses,
Yeah.
like,
If a chop out house exists in your city, dump yourself in
you
holy
better
water.
hope. Yeah.
That better
You
be
better
like
hope
one
they.
of many things you're trying.
Dude,
Oh.
exactly. So good luck to them. I don't know
Jeez.
where. I haven't seen any updates on. I guess we'll see in the next couple weeks
Yeah.
if crime rates drop, or
It
I can only
can't
hope. I
hurt.
mean, yeah. Praise be. Praise be.
Oh God. Oh no. Praise be. Oh wow. Those are great headlines. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to hear yours. I have my candles out. I've set the mood.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
ready
Therapy
to
sesh.
roll.
in
Yeah.
place. Okay, well, my first story takes us back to Scandinavia, but before that, like, I want to talk about our favorite Scandinavian company, Gaston Luga, you know, the ones that we have been talking about the
Yes.
last couple of weeks this summer that we're doing the partnership with. So we've told you about our experiences with them, our personal experiences, but I thought we could maybe share a little bit about their design philosophy so you can like get to know them on a deeper level, right?
Yes, love it.
Okay, so Gaston Luga backpacks are unique and they feature highly structured internal divisions and a clean, streamlined shape, which they definitely do. They're very clean, seamless. They are also assembled from strong, resistant fabrics such as cotton, canvas, and metal buckles. And they also are made from vegan leather, so they have a very high quality feel to them. And they also have these great signature features, like a concealed passport pocket in the back of the backpack. So it's very like safe and secure. You know, you actually have your back over it, so it's not out in plain sight. It would be hard for like a pickpocket to get it out.
Oh, yeah.
And you could also keep like flight tickets or anything like that. You know, that's really important while you're traveling back there. Just like have it to your back, completely concealed. So, I mean, not only are they thinking of style, they're also thinking of safety and security when you're traveling because you definitely want to get out and, you know, share your travels with these cute backpacks. Share them on Instagram. You can tag them at Gaston Luga, GastonLuga. And then right now, what is our promotion?
It is okay, so booze 15 you
Yes.
can put in at gastonluga.com, and there's a free passport with every backpack
A
purchase.
free passport holder.
Oh yes, oh my God. Yeah, not a free passport, sorry. Oh boy, oh
Get your
boy,
passport
this is
and
why
then
you do the talking, this is why you are the brains. Passport
go.
cover, that's super cute, super cute.
Get your passport, then buy a super cute Gaston Luga backpack, and it'll come with a free passport holder. And you can put it in that super secure pocket. So
Yes,
go do
and
it.
that booze15 is the promo code. Don't forget.
15% off. Okay. So definitely check that out. But okay, so my first story, I'm a little like not following my traditional categories this week. I just have like
Oh, I
three
like that.
pretty good stories. So the first one takes us back to Finland, which is where we were for the wife carrying competition last week. This is
Yeah.
another random ass competition.
I love it.
And I think your mom, who has been on the show, should totally enter this competition, actually.
Okay. I'm here for this. Listen, I'm trying to get mom, if you're listening, do this. I don't know what Liz is about to say, but do it.
Okay, so it is a heavy metal knitting competition. So you knit while like rocking out and dancing to heavy metal.
Can you handle this? Could you do this, Bob?
Yep, this is okay. Let me just read you what it says, the first opening line. Armed with needles and yarn of wool, teams of avid knitters dance Thursday to the deafening sounds of drums beating and guitars slashing at the first ever heavy metal knitting world championship, which took place in eastern Finland. And it was so like successful that they've already said they're going to have it back next year. So Marilyn, you definitely have time.
Yes. Yes. No, she's so good at knitting. I'm sure she could only excel with the,
Oh, yeah.
crazy music, right? It would
Well,
only make you like knit more frantically, right?
totally. And like what I learned through this article is that like Finland has a high ratio of heavy metal bands. Like it has very deep roots in Finland, like that type of music, culturally. So it's like huge there. You know, people like everybody loves heavy metal bands. They're like household names, you know. So like that's just like a genre that like the Finnish people really identify with. So people had a lot of fun with it. Like they entered as teams and they would change their, like, they created names like the Nine Inch Needles, you know, the Bunny Bandit, Wolf Fumes, and like the main goal is to showcase your knitting skills while dancing to heavy metal music in the most like outlandish way possible.
Oh my God, this sounds really hard.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of dangerous too if you have knitting needles. Like, be careful if you're like thrashing around.
How sharp are they? You've got
Right.
to file it
Yeah.
down. There's got to be
So,
rules against that.
yeah, like, there was about 200 people there that watched all the performances, and they had like families, young children, elderly people, and people from like
Obviously.
all over the world came. So someone from the US came, someone from Scotland came. Yeah,
Wow.
like they had, like people were just like, this is really fun. Like, it's kind of ridiculous. We know it's weird, but like, it's also really fun.
I'm loving this
yeah.
because why not?
It's like
Why
improv, it's like
not?
everything. It's just like letting go with your favorite activity and rocking out.
Yeah, I love this.
Well, and I love like the Finns like just have these crazy competitions. So this,
I'm telling you,
I mean,
I'm
the
moving there. I'm moving there.
definitely going to visit in the summer because like it says in this article, like they have so many of these weird competitions. They have the air guitar competition, which we've heard of. They have swamp soccer. They have the wife carrying competition. They have now this, you know. And one of the founders,
Love life.
yeah, one of the founders of this knitting heavy metal competition says, "We have such dark and long winters. It gives us lots of time to plan for our short summers and come up with like really silly ideas."
I love that so much. Oh my God. They're like, what are we going to do with the 2 weeks of summer
Yeah,
that we have?
exactly. And like, I don't know how they come up with these ideas, but yeah, so people loved it, and the winners ended up being a performance by a Japanese five-person group called Giga Body Metal. And they did like a dance featuring crazy sumo wrestlers, a man dressed and a man like dressed in a kimono. And like
Oh
they
my
and they had like these
gosh.
knitting needles and yeah, so people say it's like a great release. They love like, you know, putting themselves out there, and it's just like a lot of fun. So I guess next July, Marilyn, if you are interested,
Do it.
sign up now. I don't
I
know where, but like find the article in our show notes.
Google it.
Yeah, you'll
Google it.
find it.
I fully support this. Also, they had where I live in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, they had at Jacob's Pillow,
Oh yeah.
which is like a world famous dance center, performance place. So they had a thing called a dog dance,
Okay.
and you literally like brought your dog to a dance.
Oh, I would totally do
Like
that.
it was really cute. Yeah, they had like a whole thing in the newspaper about it. It was I think it's the first time they've done it, and there was like a huge turnout because people just want to dance with their dog.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I always want to dance with my dog. I do in my like living room every day.
Yeah, isn't that cute? Yeah, they did like a whole thing about it.
Like
But anyway.
like mother daughter dance, you know.
Did you just make that up?
Yes.
No. No, you didn't. No. No.
I don't
That was
know, probably
so
not. Probably not.
good. You did.
Okay, so my next story, this story, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to hell because this story, and I'm not even religious, this story made me laugh a lot, but like for it was really bad, you know, like it are things that like I shouldn't be laughing at. Okay.
Those are the best, though.
So the headline of the story, and this is in Vice, it was, "I was banned from Twitter for threatening to kill Mr. Peanut." So it is this man, Luke Taylor's account of like being banned from Twitter after sending threatening messages to Mr. Peanut, the Planters Peanut mascot.
Yeah, with the little monocle, right?
Yes, and the
Have
top
all
hat. Yep. You got
Oh my
So I don't
God.
know if
He's
Luke,
not real.
I don't,
Newsflash.
no, well, that's like the whole point. actually, so I'll get into it. But
Spoiler.
so I don't know if this guy is like a journalist for Vice. Like I clicked on his name, there was nothing else that like came up. I don't know if he's just like a contributor and this is just like some guy that this really actually happened to. But yeah, so he's like starts off by saying that, you know, a few months ago he was suspended indefinitely from Twitter for threatening to kill Mr. Peanut, but it wasn't his first time like threatening him, or his second or his third. Like he had been like systematically harassing the Peanut Man for about 4 months.
Why? Why?
Well, so basically, this is what he says. I targeted Mr. Peanut because I thought replying to a brand as though the brand were a real person was funny. Brands already act like real people on Twitter, so I decided to give a brand the same treatment almost everyone else receives on that platform. Strangers sending them death threats. And who better to harass than Mr. Peanut, the swaggering nut who looks like the artist who created him just to put eyes and a mouth on whatever happened to be on his desk that day.
Oh my God, but why is this your personal mission?
It's just some random personal mission that he thought would be funny, right? Like, let's, but it's dark and twisted, no doubt. So, like, the first, there's several screenshots that they include of his, like, threats. So,
My God.
Mr. Peanut says, anybody want a peanut? And Luke says, I want to put a bullet in your brain.
Wow, okay. That went too far.
Yeah, I mean it's so bad. I when I saw that, I definitely LOL'd because it was shocking.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, buddy,
Yeah.
this is a peanut brand.
So
Calm
then,
down.
yeah, he goes
Is
on
he
to
allergic to peanuts? Do we
no,
know? Does he have a peanut
no
allergy?
personal vendetta. Like he says, he goes on to say, like he never made this about like the person doing the account or the people who work for planners. It was always just like him and the mascot. It was like nothing against the company. He like made sure to always like directly direct everything at Mr. Peanut.
Oh my God.
So he says,
Them. Well, I guess people do that all the time.
right, he's like, well, people send death threats on Twitter all the time, and like it kind of does. He does say like at the end, like, listen, Twitter has come under fire for like not being, you know, like they haven't really acted on banning hate speech, and they've really kind of danced around that. So he's like, was I am I just like collateral damage? You're like banning me when I'm like threatening something that's not even a human or anything, you
Yeah,
know
he's
what?
kind of like trying to make the point, like,
Exactly. I think like that was like the whole thing. So I think he said he sent him like 50 messages or something like that, over time, over 4 months, and Mr. Peanut only responded back once. So this is the conversation.
Oh God, I cannot wait.
Luke says, you are not human and you will never be human, remember that. And Mr. Peanut says, very true, I'm a proud legume.
Of course,
So then Luke says, then why do you don the cap and monocle of a man?
I love this feed right now. I love this.
Then some other guy gets in the mix. This guy's name is like at Mr. Paint Guy. He says, leave the guy alone, Luke. Ever heard of anthropomorphism? I can't say that word, but you know, anthropomorphism. just answer the question and move on. And Luke responds, no, Spike, I will not move on. He did not answer the question, Spike. Like, actually, the guy's name was also Spike, but it was at Mr. Blair.
God. Cool down, Luke.
Yes.
Cool it down.
So, where things got really crazy was when one of the tweets went viral. So, one day, Luke noticed that this is crazy, and then we're gonna go on a tangent for a minute, but okay. Mr. Peanut posted this tweet that was a take on, you know, okay, remember the girl that was on Dr. Phil, the Cash You Outside girl?
Yes,
Okay.
unfortunately, I
Cash You
remember her.
Outside, how about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mr. Peanut says, cashew in the snack aisle, how about that?
No,
So he did a take
I
on
refuse
that.
this.
And
My
that
God.
girl's name, I don't know her actual name, but that girl has gone on to become the rapper Bad Baby. I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but she's like big in the hip hop world
Stop.
apparently, and she's like 16.
No.
No, she's like a recording artist now. Yeah, that girl, she like went to rehab, I think. But
If that girl becomes famous, just it's the end of that is the notification
no,
that
she's been
it's
like
the end of the world.
reborn. I had to like go down this crazy rabbit hole on who Bad Baby was because I was like, what is this a play on? Then I'm like looking up her lyrics and I'm like, oh my God, it's the Cashy Outside girl. Wait, what the heck? You know, crazy rabbit hole. So basically, Mr. Peanut says, Cashew in the snack aisle. How about that? Luke says, I will fly anywhere in the world to kill you. Just name the place. Then Bad Baby actually responds to Luke and says, thank you.
Oh my God.
It
I
like
don't
blew
even.
up.
That is. This is the world we're living in right
This
now.
is seriously the world
This
we're living in. It's a
is.
sick sense of humor. And so basically, Luke is pretty sure that he got banned because of like the viral tweet and all the attention it got, you know. He's like, I know I was using threatening language. Twitter has algorithms to pick that up. You know, I wasn't surprised. But he did appeal his ban because I guess his suspension said, you may not make specific threats of violence or wish for the physical harm of an individual or group of people. And he's like, well, Mr. Peanut is neither. He is a mascot of a corporation. So
Yeah.
he appealed on those grounds, and Twitter decided to stay with an indefinite suspension on Luke because his account, you know, posted content that threatened and promoted violence, obviously. So no shock there. But
Wow.
yeah, I mean, just some of these tweets, like one more I'll read was Mr. Peanut posted this like illustration and said, could it be time for the classic cheese balls to get can to get an update? You know, like the cheese ball can that's blue that we all know. And this is some promotion that Peanuts must do. He says, behold my latest dispenser design. Think you can top it? Share your creation below. And there's like an illustration of a cheese ball design. Luke writes, looks like shit, moron.
Oh.
So like not
Okay.
all of it is like violent, but it's just like mean.
Yeah, like okay, I get like the irony of it or whatever, but like also Luke, you need to go talk to somebody. Like you're not well, right?
It
Like
is
do you need to get
crazy.
laid?
Yeah,
What
I
like
mean, it's a bit
what?
obsessive for sure.
Yeah, it's just like, I just wonder
Why
what would
Mr.
like
Peanut?
drive you to even think about making this your actual life mission. Like, I don't get Are you on
Well,
bath
I
salts?
mean, I like slightly understand because I did try to make it my life mission for like 10 minutes to update what's her name? Oh my God, Tori Spelling's Dean McDermott, her husband. Wait, is that the right guy? Yeah.
Yes.
His Wikipedia page doesn't mention him cheating on Tori Spelling, and I made it my life mission for like 10 minutes to update that page to include it. And someone guy said that my like edition wasn't valid because it came from like Us Weekly or something that I cited as the source.
That is complete
Yeah. So
malarkey.
I was just like, no. And I like kept trying. But so I kind of
It's like,
understand an
no.
obsession, you know, but not like it wasn't violent. Mine was like for justice.
Yeah, it's a known thing. Like they've been on reality shows about it.
Yeah, like
Like,
who is this guy? Like Dean's lackeys, like just constantly checking his page or something?
that's our episode title, Dean's Lackeys.
We've already done a Dean McDermott title before.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm almost positive that someone's not
Oh,
deja
I love
vu.
that. I love that so
We
much.
said Dean Machine. It was Dean Machine.
You're right. That was a good one. The Dean.
was good. So, you guys, don't threaten company mascots on Twitter. If we've learned anything today, I just thought this article was like hilarious and random and super weird.
It is funny. Yeah, it is a total EBH story.
Totally.
Totally.
Well, this next story is also violent, so I must have been in a mood this week. I don't know. Like, but sometimes people get violent for really weird, bizarre reasons. So
Okay, I'm with you so far.
that falls in line with what we cover. So, okay, this takes place in the AHL, which is like the minor league for the NHL, the hockey league. So,
Okay.
like the minors for hockey. So, you know those like push notifications that you can get with sports updates? Many of you might get
Yeah,
them.
yeah.
My husband gets them like all the time that tell you like the score of a game or when a game is supposed to start.
Yeah,
Well,
yeah, yeah.
someone like hacked the AHL's push notifications and
Okay.
broadcast like messages about a really bizarre, violent workplace beef
What?
that went out to like everyone who uses that app. So I don't know how many people there are because that's the AHL, so who's like really getting like updates on that.
Who's even interested in the
But
AHL?
maybe like all
Come
these parents who are proud of their kids, probably.
Only parents. It's only parents and like spouses.
Yeah.
That's partners. Oh my God.
Okay, so yeah, what happened was, okay, so yeah, these messages started coming through, and what it said was Stuart Zimmel threatened to punch Ian Bowman in the throat. And then it said, Stuart Zimmel, since I have no way to contact you, you owe me nearly $6,000. I would ask you to contact me about payment.
Wait, these are coming up in the push
A push
notifications?
notification, yes. And there's screenshots, so like you can include them on the Instagram.
Perfect.
So, yeah, people are starting to be like, what the hell is going on? So, then if you clicked on the notification, like to get more information, it opens up to a screenshot of a direct message between Stuart Zimmel and someone else. And it shows Zimmel saying, smarten up, or I will come punch you in the throat.
What?
So, people are getting these like messages. So, okay. Stuart Zimmel apparently is the chief operating officer of a company called Hockey Tech, and they are the ones that created the official AHL mobile app that got hacked.
Oh, God.
So both Zimmel and Bowman, the other guy referenced, worked for a company called Buzzer Apps, and that was then acquired by Hockey Tech this past March in
Okay.
2018. So, like, obviously, it is like the app creators or something, but it's like this weird workforce beef that like has threats and money owed and like what is going on? And all these people, instead of getting their score updates, are getting like involved in the drama.
This is like 50 Cent, like
Yes.
airing his beef on
Yes,
Twitter.
it is.
He's like, yo, so and so, you owe me like $2 million. Like, why are you tweeting that?
I mean, and
What's
this guy
happening?
didn't even tweet it. I have no way of getting in touch with you. Like, a tweet probably would have been
Right.
better than this.
Yeah, that is so weird.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the AHL said they were definitely aware that something happened and they worked quickly to like get it resolved. But, you know, people were already posting screenshots on Twitter like, something doesn't seem
Of
right with the
course.
AHL app, you know? Yeah, so I mean, no update on whether that beef was resolved and whoever is owed the $6,000 got it. But I mean, I think we all want to know now. I mean, you got us all involved. We need to know.
That is crazy because if you just saw that, like, you would just think, oh, this is like a news story or something.
Right, but like if you
Right?
read
Like, you think
it,
of like a
like,
headline.
yeah, but if you like read it further, you're like, wait a minute, this is someone's. Totally, this is just someone. It
Personal.
looks like a. It sounds like a text message, you know? Like there's a typo in
Right.
it. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And then you have that
That is
screenshot of this Stuart Zimmel message threatening to punch, you know,
right.
the guy in the throat. So you're like, this is definitely not a news story.
God. That is so bizarre.
Technology. I mean, hackers, really.
Never. I mean, hackers, people are like, oh, this could get hacked. No fucking shit, Sherlock. Any information ever about you can easily be hacked at any moment of every day.
Yeah, why would you ever
Like,
send a threat by any, like, you know, online, phone, anything that, like, comes in contact with the internet? Oh, my dog's barking because he hears a dog outside. Drink.
he's so cute. Wow. That is so weird. I wonder if that's going to happen more and more
I
because,
know.
like, if hackers are like trying to put information out, like via notifications, it's probably going to reach more people.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, these, like, CEOs and stuff better not, like, cheat on their wives or whatever, because people will start, like, airing their dirty laundry or whatever. Just, like,
Yeah,
anyone can be a hacker.
what if you're all of a sudden getting like this old dude's like dick pics?
Yeah, exactly.
You know
That
what I
could
mean? Like if
happen.
he's, yeah. Oh
Gross.
my God. Ew, and you know how like schools are like doing like, oh, you, like the parents get texted or whatever, like
Oh,
for
yeah.
if it's
With
day
updates.
or whatever. What if like someone at the school, like an administrator, got like hacked and they're just sending, they
Yeah.
could send any. Oh my God. This could get real juicy. Where's my
Beware,
popcorn?
people.
Where's my
Beware.
popcorn? I'm just like sitting back, eating my popcorn, like watching the drama unfold.
So, yeah, I mean, if you have some work, like, place beef, air it in person. Don't, like, hack something, you know?
No, this is crazy. This is like a new wave of things
For
happening.
sure. But yeah, so two violent little online stories there for you. I was definitely in a
Great.
mood, I guess, this week. But yeah, I guess that brings us to our BuzzFeed quiz, which is, like, a much funner topic. Much brighter topic.
It is. Because what is more fun than friends?
I'll be
Something.
there for you.
I mean, that's a show I've watched. We're not going to have to what, do a podcast about that
No, yeah.
because it's so good. It's and it's a show you can
Timeless.
watch again and again and again and again and
Totally.
again and again.
And it still holds up.
So
It's so funny.
it does. So our friend Shannon, friend, Patreon,
Patreon.
Sage, co-host, she's everything,
Yeah.
runner, all around amazing human being. She sent us a suggestion for a BuzzFeed quiz. So this one is make an ice cream sundae, which I'm
Yum.
already on board,
Yeah.
and we'll reveal which character from Friends you are. And I've seen some Friends like quizzes floating around. Haven't taken one. This is my first Friends quiz, I
We take
believe.
them. My husband and I take them. We have a couple of friends who are, like, really into Friends too. So, like, we like to
Hi.
send them to them. Yeah, I
Hi.
mean, I liked it because you and I are friends, so and that's also, you know, a connection. But I mean, yeah, I was happy with my answer, like, because if I had gotten Ross, I would have quit this goddamn show right away.
I was just gonna say, if you got Ross,
My life would be
don't even
over.
close. Like, we can just like quit right now. Like,
The
nothing to
worst,
do here.
right?
He is such the worst.
So
I'm so sorry if
insecure.
you're Ross.
No, I'm not. I'm
What if it
happy.
does? Because do you know what I've like finally realized? That at the bottom of like the quiz, after you get your answer, people can post like what they got.
Oh, right, all right. In, like, the comments. I never read that.
Yeah. So I just decided to like, oh, I'll open this to see like, what some of the possible answers are, because we're always like, what are the other answers?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was looking, I was like, oh, some people post like exactly what they got. Well, one person posts Ross Geller, but it doesn't give an explanation, mm-hmm. which I wanted to read. Like, what if you got a Ross? Like, what did it say right. about you? Because I don't know, and thank God well, you don't know, because I feel no. like that would be
You know who's going to get it? I have to shout out our friend Toby, my husband's best friend. He is a Ross fan, and we always make fun of him. We actually bought him a Ross t-shirt and sent it to him.
I love that so much.
So he's probably going to get Ross. So Toby, let us know what you get when you
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, what does it say under Ross? Like, you're the worst, period. Sorry, Toby. You're the worst. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm curious as to who you got.
Okay, well, I got, I mean, this one is, I think, a great one. I got Joey Tribbiani. You know, how you doing?
One.
And so it says, you have a bit of trouble taking criticism of any kind. And I feel like my quiz last week said that too. I'm like, what the heck? I feel like I'm never criticized, but maybe like I put off some vibe where people just don't.
People are like, you better not criticize me or I will fucking murder.
I guess, but I'm like, I don't even remember the last time, whatever. So I apparently have trouble with that, but you also have a great sense of humor and never fail to make people laugh. Your overall naughtiness makes you the life of the party and everyone enjoys being around you.
Oh, cute. That's a good one. I feel like, Joey Tribbiani. Who doesn't want to be a Joey, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, he's not the brightest bulb, but he's always fun. He's got a good heart.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to say that she took the quiz.
Oh, okay.
And she got Monica.
Oh, God.
And I was like, are you happy with Monica? Mm. And she's like, oh, I'm a total Monica.
Okay.
I love that she said that.
I love that too.
Yeah. So she's a Monica. We love you, Shannon, Monica, anyone. It doesn't matter.
Okay, who did you get?
So I got Chandler Bing.
Oh, he's my favorite. He's definitely my favorite.
My favorite, too. I love him. I was like, yes, I'm Chandler.
Mrs. So Chandler Bong. I mean.
He is just like a crazy human being. He's insane. Okay. It says, you tend to use sarcasm as a defense and you have a tendency to come off as needy. You're one of those people who would much prefer to follow through on a lie rather than admit to the truth. You're also very lovable and people enjoy your company.
Throw in something nice at the end. Yeah.
Classic Chandler. Classic Chandler.
Oh my gosh. I love him. I love the sarcasm. It's the best.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm actually a Chandler or not, but I do love that I got him. I thought it was hilarious. And I do love Chandler.
That is perfect. Let us know which Friends character you got, especially you, Toby. Let us know what Ross says. And yeah, I think that's all the news that's fit to drink this week, you guys. So we'll catch you next week.
Yeah. Love you. Bye.